Right now, we've got Susan Brown here from the Chapel Hill Public Library, and right before we started, she put this giant, like, hard candy into her mouth, so I'm not sure if she's ready. How
it
are you doing?
It was not a hard candy.
Oh,
it was
chewable,
one of those
was, like,
soft,
showing...
chalky peppermint
right.
globs.
But not one of those that you get from the, like, the restaurant, where it's
right.
this tiny little, like, blue
the,
and
the
pink,
starlight
the pastel
mint.
Ones.
No,
right.
right. Not the
yeah,
buttermints.
Yeah, the chewable buttermints.
Not the
star
mints.
That's what they're called. Yeah, not the star mints.
This was, like, what my grandmother had in the glass jar.
Yes, yeah.
Glass jar mints.
Right, right.
Granny's glass jar mints. They're soft,
I
chewy.
I would buy great-granny's glass jar mints.
Try saying that five times fast.
No.
Okay. Good choice. But yes, now I have minty fresh breath, which is so important on the radio.
Yes, that's good.
And all that talk of politics, it's just so complicated and so confusing. And this district and that recount makes me want to just settle down
with a good book.
And
hey,
escape
all right.
it all.
And hey, the holidays are coming up. In fact, they've already begun.
That's
had Thanksgiving,
right.
we had Halloween, we had Veterans Day, we had Labor Day. That's so many holidays have
so
already passed.
Holidays.
So your time to get your friends and family gifts for this this holiday year is fast approaching its end. So
I was listening, I don't know, maybe it was your competition. NPR. Are they your competition? No, they're not your competition.
Really,
I was listening
no.
to something on the radio. It was either this station or NPR.
We were just having a conversation. We were just having a conversation with with Mark Kleinschmidt. He hosts The Deep End on WCHL. And coming up this weekend, I'm going to be his guest along
Ooh,
with.
That's awesome.
That's super cool. Yeah, right. Along with Tammy Grubb at the Chapel Hill News.
Uh-huh, yep.
We had a really good conversation about the state of the local media. So that's going to be this weekend on The Deep End. And one of the things that we were talking about was, is there competition among
right.
local media outlets, and the answer is really no.
That
I guess we're kind
really
of competitors
not.
With NPR, but yeah, and like the Chapel Hill News versus WCHL, it's more symbiotic than competitive. But
absolutely.
Anyway, so you were listening to maybe NPR.
I was listening to something on the radio,
yeah.
and they were talking about the holiday season and the shopping season, and they said that somebody said, no, it's only going to get longer. In the very
oh, yeah.
distant future, the holiday
in the very
season
future,
will start
next Sunday AD.
It will start at Halloween and run through Valentine's Day.
In the very distant future?
Well, it pretty much does now.
You mean
now,
like 2 years ago?
I know,
started?
But like
yeah.
all the deals and then the post-holiday deals and then the doorbusters and
gotcha. Well, running
clearance
through Valentine's
sales,
Day, that would be
and
new.
That just drives me crazy.
Oh, but it's
drives me crazy.
Christmas time all year long,
but
right?
if you're gonna go shopping, uh-huh. if you're out there shopping,
yes,
which you should be,
yeah,
I think I don't know.
Sure, I mean it's after Thanksgiving, so we're definitely
we're
into
okay.
the Christmas
right.
shopping
and tomorrow
season
is
now.
December 1st, right?
December 1st, right?
So we're totally fine. We're
yep,
good.
Yep.
So
I
it
was
just
excited.
So happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so I was excited to learn now that we're at the mall that for University
at
Place.
The place.
At
we're
the
not
place,
at the mall. We're at the
we're
place.
At University Place Mall in Chapel Hill. The holiday season for us starts the day after Election Day. All of the stuff went up like on Wednesday the 9th.
Oh, wow.
I did not know that. I don't know if that's the thing every year, but that was the case this year. It was fun.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Anyway, sorry.
We actually got
you.
Here early today. I
yeah.
was on some other business. I picked up my kid from school, and we went and had an ice cream cone.
Oh,
it
awesome.
Was delicious.
Oh, Maple View?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The cinnamon.
Oh my God!
It's
yeah,
so good.
I just said so my good, which does not make any sense.
Okay.
Oh my God, so good, so
we
my good.
We have to focus, Aaron.
Yes.
We have to focus now.
So when you are holiday shopping,
if you're going to be out there holiday shopping,
because
now
books.
It's December,
yes.
or tomorrow it will be. Guess what starts on Friday?
Is it a big book sale at
it's
the Chapel Hill Public Library?
You got it, Buster.
Woo!
It's like we've talked about this before. This is an
it's
awesome...
It's like you emailed me earlier today and said, let's plug the big book sale beginning on Friday.
Anyways.
As if you had done that, yeah.
Those that are in the know that this is a huge event. It takes up our whole lobby, all the meeting rooms. I'm not sure. They usually have, I don't know, 15, 20,000 books. They have beautiful coffee table books. They put... It's great condition. They don't take the like really crummy stuff. They take beautiful books. They have CDs. They have coffee table books. They have cookbooks. They have kids books, DVDs. They always have vinyl. It's awesome.
Nice.
So it starts Friday. It's 3 till 5:30. That is members only, but you can join at the door. And membership is a great deal. You get in early to the sales. You get their newsletter. It's a great way to support the community for not much money. Saturday all day, 10 till 5. And then Sunday is bag day.
Yes.
Which is the best deal there. It's $5, bring your own bag. I think they ask for a standard, you know, grocery size bag,
yeah.
And you can fill a bag for $5, and there's still great stuff there. So every day is great. The first day, you kind of get the, like, primo pick of the crop.
Right.
I believe year-round, they save up holiday books, so you can get some Christmas books there.
Nice.
They also always have great deals running in the book sale or the bookstore downstairs. So great way to get your shopping done and support a great cause.
Awesome.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Love it. Chapel Hill Public Library.
Yes.
Cool.
So, is it time to talk about books?
Yes, it is. I think we've been talking about books.
Kind of, yeah.
But okay. To recommend books.
Our prompt today was, right, books to give as gifts, right?
To give as gifts, yep.
Books to give as gifts. Yep. So my list of great books to give as gifts is totally local.
All right.
I'm just saying.
All right. I like it.
Should I go first?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Because I've got, my list is also totally local, but I got one thing on it, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
We're relying on Susan Brown today.
Talking books. With myself.
With Susan Brown. Exclusively.
Okay, so I was thinking of our friends group, and one of the awesome things they do is they sponsor the Meet the Author Tees.
Yes.
Which very soon we're going to work on getting those authors on the radio, which will
be
great.
Yeah.
So they are primarily local authors. So I was thinking about all of the local authors that we've had this year. There's some great books there. We've got D.G. Martin, who's of course in the WCHL family, and his book about eateries in roadside eateries in North Carolina.
I love hearing
him talk about it. Art Chansky had a book out this year, correct?
Yes.
So
now it is Susan Brown exclusively.
Why don't you go ahead and talk about Art's book, Aaron?
No, it's fine. It's called Game Changers. This is the 50th anniversary of the signing of Charlie Scott to come on as the first African American basketball player at UNC, sort of breaking the color barrier in the middle of the peak of the civil rights movement and desegregation and that whole fight in Chapel Hill, and Dean Smith sort of spearheading that, and some really significant figures in Chapel Hill, Dean Smith being one of the big ones, and he had just come on board as UNC's head coach, and he had had a couple of rough years, and he wasn't very popular at the time, so he was really taking a stand and didn't have much prestige to stand on, so it was really courageous on his part. Charlie Scott coming in, of course, incredible courage on his part, and just a great story of how that helped transform Chapel Hill, because, you know, we tell ourselves we're a liberal town, 1960s, not so much, so
right.
Yeah, that was it's a great book.
See?
Yeah.
You're in there.
All right, let me Well, I've got all the weather on this
right?
page, too, so now I've got this, like, crinkled up weather page.
That.
Numerous schwers tonight.
So D.J. Martin, Art Chansky, and I would say really any authors from the Meet the Author series. We talked about Harry Petrotsky recently.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next author coming up on December 15th is Bill Ferris, who's got a new book out from UNC Press, and probably almost any book from them would be great to give. So he's coming December 15th to talk about his book, The South in Color, a visual journal. So if you have folks on your list who love coffee table books, who love photography, who love reading about the South, this is a perfect gift. Bill Ferris has been at UNC. He's had an amazing career. He was the chairman of the National Endowment for the Humanities. He's been at UNC. He's got some other books, and people know his writing on the South. I don't think they know his photography. So that would be another great book. I'm not sure if they'll be selling it at the Meet the Author Tee, but really any of the local authors that have been at the Meet the Author Tees would be excellent gifts.
I love the fact that everyone in Chapel Hill is just this Renaissance person. Like, oh, Bill Ferris writes about the South,
right?
Incredibly knowledgeable and an amazing photographer.
Yes.
Like, just got done talking with Mark Kleinschmidt, like former mayor of Chapel Hill and constitutional lawyer and. Like,
yep.
Everyone in town is like that.
I don't
great.
Really have that, though. I don't know what I'm like, the director of the public library.
Yeah.
And she likes books, so that's shocking. Right? I don't have, that's, like, kind of their, like, secret power. Like, their other
secret. Yeah, yeah.
So
well, that's your
what's
New
yours?
Year, that's your New Year's resolution. You have to find
get
your
one?
Secret power.
I have to get
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, I teach American government at Durham
there we
Tech,
go.
So
that's not
the
really
PhD
shocking.
In political science thing, like, I do that and this. And
there we go.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my thing. And okay. comedy at DSI sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Or in class.
Or
I don't
in
know
class.
Which.
Yeah, class kind of. Class today was kind of funny. Yeah. On the radio today was kind of funny. Yeah.
So was that actually your only book?
Yeah.
That was. Now that's funny.
I was trying to think like what are the really great books? Go for it. Like
okay.
the other one that I thought of, like I'm trying to think like post-election, like how do we understand the future of politics? And of course there's just no primer for this. So like I was completely drawing a blank. The other one that I thought of was one that I've mentioned before, which is a book called The Rule of Nobody by Philip Howard, which is really good book about, and it's something that's accessible for both the left and the right, because he comes, I like books, political books, or just sort of political scholars that try to come at political issues from a totally different perspective that's neither left nor right. Maybe leaning left, leaning right, but like not the traditional perspective. And Phil Howard has this whole, like his whole shtick is we need to deregulate, but deregulate in a way that's not just eliminating the role of government in life. Like reduce regulations, but just give regulators and like overseers and the people who monitor, now I'm drawing a blank on the word that I'm looking for, but those people, like just some give them some well, I'm drawing a blank on literally every word I'm trying to say. This is why I only had one recommendation. Just give them the freedom to make their own, to use their own judgment in determining like, oh, this building is not up to code, or this building is up to code. Like there's a whole, you know, code in the building, the whole line of the building code about like windows have to be a certain level off the ground, mm-hmm. like a certain number of inches. And if you're off by 1 inch, then you fail your inspection. You have to start all over again. Well, let it be 17 inches instead of 18 inches, but let's have some actual oversight. So that's the rule of nobody.
So
now you're regretting that,
that was I. Was that a big hint about what you're going to get me for Christmas?
No.
Okay,
that's
good, because I don't want that book. I mean, it sounds fabulous.
Well, now you are getting that book for Christmas.
That's right.
I'm getting you a book called Find Your Secret Power. Wait a minute, I'm looking that
secret
up.
Secret Powers for Dummies.
Ooh, I'm going to look up both of those. If either of those books are...
My absolute favorite Dummies title, and I'm not sure that it was real, was Self-Confidence for Dummies. I was like, really? Okay.
I feel like that would be...
Should I talk now?
Yes, go for
okay.
it. I'm looking up Find Your Secret Power book.
I'm feeling saucy today. Okay, so totally local gift-giving ideas. I think that cookbooks make great gifts, and I personally love to get them.
Okay.
James, if you're listening, cookbooks for Christmas.
Or really anybody, if you're listening, right. Get Susan Brown a cookbook. It doesn't have to be a guy
Aaron
named James.
Aaron Keck, if you're listening,
I'm
cookbooks.
Not.
Okay.
okay,
so
cookbooks.
Totally local cookbooks. Here we go. Poole's Diner in Raleigh. Of course, everybody knows it. I have yet to eat there.
Yes.
But they have a cookbook out that is apparently fabulous. Mm-hmm. So it's not just recipes. It is recipes and stories from a modern diner. It looks beautiful. The photographs of the food are gorgeous, but also just the photographs of the diner and the staff, and of course the recipes are just great.
Nice.
So Poole's Restaurant. This one isn't local to Chapel Hill, but it's local to
Triangle
North Carolina.
Local, yeah.
Vivian Howard of The Chef and the Farmer and the PBS series has a cookbook out called Deep Run Roots. I'm not buying this one, even though I really want to, because someone, James Brown, is going to get this for me for a Christmas present. I know they are. She was here recently. I think she did something at Flyleaf. Everything that I have read about it says it is great. I love her show. Again, I've never eaten there. I don't know that I will. But if you have folks on your list that love the show, love her approach, love home cooking, I think that would be a great gift.
What's the name of her restaurant?
The Chef and the Farmer.
Chef and the Farmer.
Chef and the Farmer, yes.
So, James, if you're listening, you should buy the book and take her to dinner at the Chef and the Farmer.
Oh, Aaron.
Is that the one in Kinston?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you should do, James.
He's like on the bus home.
Anyone who knows James, just tell him that. Just tell him who said that.
He's going to get all of these texts and emails like, by the way, he's going to be like, who is this?
How many of them are going to come from you, though?
I thought I was so smart. Okay, so back to UNC Press, though.
Yes.
Which UNC Press is great. They are I think, one of the few university presses who's still just rocking it. They are killing it. And they have a couple things, but my favorite thing to talk about there with their food is, I need to pull it up, it is called Savor the South, and it's a series they have of cookbooks all about one thing. So we have talked in the past, I love the micro histories like Salt,
yes,
or the book about Cod,
right,
or the book about this and that. This takes that approach for Southern cooking. So they have one just on corn, one just on chicken, one only on bacon.
Love it.
Bill Smith from Crook's Corner wrote the one on crabs and oysters. They have one on catfish. So these are great small books, and they talk about the history of the ingredient, great recipes, kind of a cultural food history. And
that's,
I believe,
awesome.
They have them all, like, there's 10 or 12 that, like, you can buy the whole set. So I would recommend those, and any kind of cookbook makes, I think, a great gift.
Awesome. So I have to shout out for Mildred Council as well, Mama Dip.
Oh, of course.
She's got a cookbook. She's got a couple of them, and I'm looking them up right now. Mama Dip's Kitchen, that's a classic one. Mama Dip's Family Cookbook, also available.
Also,
and
I think UNC Press books.
Possibly,
as well.
Yeah.
So again, that would be great to give somebody Mama Dip's cookbook and a couple gift certificates and to the restaurant. That would be a great gift.
Yep. And we always talk about, like, you know, since yesterday was Giving Tuesday and, like, the giving season, and we always try to encourage people to not just support local businesses, but support the local businesses that really make an effort to give
back
to the community. And who gives back more than Mama Dip or Haves for decades and decades? So,
see, you came up with another one.
Hey!
Okay, the last one.
All right, here we go.
Books for kids. And
yes.
I think it was last year that I actually brought my kids on this show for an epic episode when they talked about what books they wanted.
That is true.
Yes.
How many of them did they get?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I'll have to go back and check with them
make that list and check it twice. So I was thinking about local kids' books. So a couple that I want to mention, mm-hmm. and again, many of these have been at the library through the Meet the Author Tea program or just through partnerships with Flyleaf. One is Ralph Hardy, who wrote a book called Argos, and it's kind of a middle grade reader, and it's the story of the Odyssey as told from the point of view of a dog, which is really, really cool.
Nice.
I missed his program, but I've heard great things about that one. For younger readers, a couple ones that I wanted to mention. One is one of our friends group, who is probably setting up tables and prepping for the sale as we speak. His name is Hank Becker, and his son's name is Aaron Becker. And Aaron Becker has done some amazing picture books. The first one was called Journey. He's done a follow-up called Quest or Return. There's sort of a beautiful, fantastical nod to Harold and the Purple Crayon, but they're their very own books. They have almost all pictures. They were nominated for Caldecott. They are amazing picture books.
That's awesome.
His name is Aaron Becker. And then the last one that I want to put in a plug for is a very, very local author, Mark Riddle, who now works for the Chatham County Public Library. He worked for us at CHPL. He's got a giant beard and a funny accent, and he's a children's librarian. And he's just put out a picture book called, I'm going to say it wrong, Margaresh. And he is doing a program at the library very soon. We just added him. Hang on just a second. Saturday, December 10th. Margaresh is the name of it. It's getting very good press. Margaresh.
Okay. How do you spell his last name?
Oh, like Riddle. RIDDLE.
Okay, okay. Gotcha.
He's going to be very entertaining. Kids that have missed him in the children's room will be happy to see him again. And that would make also a great picture book gift from a local author.
Awesome. So all of those and more.
I'm exhausted from having to carry the whole show.
Yeah,
Aaron.
I'm real sorry about that. I'm not in any way sorry, because that was awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So big book sale begins on Friday, runs through Sunday. Check it out. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org or .com.
.org.
I always forget it.
I will also say that my trusty sidekick, the other Susan, who
Susan often
comes on the show,
yes,
has been doing a great job of putting up our book list in our catalog.
Yes.
So you can get the list of books that we talk about. And we are also working on our favorite books of 2016. So soon on social media and in our catalog and on our website, there will be a great list of hopefully not just library staff, but also town staff, our favorite books of the year.
And Art Shansky just ran into the studio. You probably heard him whispering into the microphone, but he's got another recommendation. Football in a Forest by Lee Pace. Coffee table book on the history of Keenan Stadium.
Oh, awesome.
Or as autocorrect wrote it, Kebab Stadium. But it's Keenan Stadium.
Football in the Forest.
Football
that
in the Forest
great.
By Lee Pace. So great book. Yes, it indeed does. So get
awesome.
Game changers and Football in the
I
Forest.
I thought you were
going
to say that he had texted my husband and told him to get me the cookbook.
He might have done that as well. All right, we got to let you go. Susan Brown, thank
Thanks.
You so much.